Thanksgiving rolled into Black Friday early this morning, with some national chain stores opening at 12:30 or 1 a.m. In Massachusetts, the state's blue laws prevented openings before midnight, but some residents say the trend towards earlier and earlier shopping is undermining the sanctity of Thanksgiving. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
It's just after 5 a.m., and Sue Butler has the last 42-inch flat-screen TV that Best Buy in Watertown is selling today for $200, a $400 savings. It's a deal her son stood in line for 7 hours to get and left thinking the store had sold out.
And I just came back, and this wonderful employee got me my son's Christmas gift. She fulfilled a miracle.
Butler shoves the box into the back seat of her friend Jean Richard's car. It's filling up after almost 4 hours of shopping.
We love it. This is our ritual. Okay.
We do it every year. Every year for as long as our kids are the same age, and we've been doing it since we've been buying Fisher-Price toys.
Richard says scouring store flyers for the best deals is part of her Thanksgiving Day routine, and she's not alone.
We had our dinner and then straight away headed out.
Aranga Narsimhan from Newton bought a laptop at Best Buy and stocked up on baby gear at Target.
We just wanted to stay awake and just drive around and have some fun, and we had that. It was pretty good, yeah. And it was worth it, too. Good prices.
But some shoppers feel manipulated by the barrage of promised deals.
We went back home and then came back because they sold out of the doorbusters.
This is Steve, who won't give his last name.
So why'd you come back then?
Because I'm a moron. I don't recommend anyone shopping on Black Friday anymore. It's commercially wrong. They ruined Thanksgiving.
Retailers are opening earlier than usual this year, with a few stores around the country opening on Thanksgiving. Ryan Denon is the Boston area district manager for Best Buy.
Our goal this year with the earlier opening at 1 a.m. was to give our customers a more convenient experience. So instead of having them wait outside for hours, we said we're going to open as early as possible for them.
So will we eventually see Black Thursday?
Probably not in Massachusetts. We honor the blue law.
The state's blue laws say retail employees cannot work on Thanksgiving. There is a bill pending to change that, but it does not appear to have strong support. Workers who must report at midnight on the Friday after Thanksgiving do not receive extra pay because today is not a holiday. Hundreds of thousands of protesters have signed online petitions against forcing workers to cut their Thanksgiving short so they can report to work at midnight. Michelle McCormick of Milton has joined the online campaign RespectTheBird.com to keep Black Friday from interfering with Thanksgiving.
I hate it. Thanksgiving's a wonderful holiday that brings the families together. There's football, there's the dog show, there's the parade. There's tons of good food, and that should not be overshadowed by getting ready to go shopping the next day.
At Best Buy, employee Chris Janelle says he didn't hear any grumbling about starting at midnight on Thanksgiving.
Nobody's frustrated about coming in early, no. In this day and age, we are lucky to be working.
Black Friday kicking off in the black of night is a sign of the economic times, says Tom Kochan, professor of management at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
The retail industry is so desperate for sales and so badly wants to expand the Christmas holiday season and compete with the any time of the day online options that they're moving more and more toward these unique hours.
But Kochan says as the economy improves, it will be harder to find workers willing to come in without rest after Thanksgiving, a holiday he argues will remain largely off limits to retailers.
We'll go till we feel like we're not functioning too well anymore.
Yeah.
When you feel like you're not really shopping anymore, you're sort of just going through the motions, then you stop.
That's Jean Richard, who was headed to Natick and who knows where else after I saw her in Watertown at 5 a.m. If you're still out there shopping, Ms. Richard, it's probably time to stop. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.